Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Alright, and welcome back, folks, once again to Republic of Texas Radio / Rantings of a Sane Man and his sane guests. I once again, I guess you can put a question mark in front of that for Art and I. But we'll go along. Let's go with your eyeball here, Art. What's going on there?
Anybody who accuses me of being sane doesn't know me very well. several years ago...
It's a matter of perspective there, Art.
Right. Well, one man's insanity is another man's sanity, right?
There you go.
But several years ago, there was a movie came out called Eyeborg, E-Y-E-B-O-R-G, Eyeborg. And the beginning of the movie starts out talking about, in the beginning, you know, the national, what is it, the NSA, National Security Agency, and Homeland Security and all of this, you know, decided to fight in order to fight against terrorism. And then the movie takes off, and it's literally these little spider-like robots, which can go anywhere in town, including sneak into your house through your sink drain or open window, anywhere, down your chimney, whatever, and all different sizes of these things, all the way down to little bitty bug size to big giant dog-sized robots that look like spiders that just literally have eyes everywhere. And, you know, walk down any street, and what do you see mounted up on poles and on corners of buildings at street corners? Cameras are everywhere. It's Eyeborg in reality, only instead of them crawling around, cameras are just placed everywhere. And, you know, when I was in school, you know, required reading when I was in school was George Orwell's 1984, Animal Farm, and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. And I get people try to tell me that this propaganda thing, oh, this is just something recent and something new, and I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Think about your cell phone. When was the first cell phone you saw on TV or in the movies? Very few people can ever get this question right.
I would say either, if you go back far enough, either Dick Tracy or Star Trek.
Star Trek.
You know, Dick Tracy had the wrist television communicators, you know, and they flew around those little anti-gravity chariots. Well, we've got the little wrist, you know, radio television things there, but we don't have the electrogravitics yet, do we?
Right. Well, the first time you saw it on TV was Star Trek, Kirk to Enterprise. That was it. There's your cell phone right there. That was, you know, maybe that's a bit of a stretch, but this is the kind of world we're living in. You look at Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Everybody's on a pill for something. Look at Animal Farm, where they talk about all are equal, but some are more equal than others. Or,
after
you know,
special classes.
1984, Big Brother is everywhere, like you were talking about with, you know, everybody's got a smartphone. You've got access into your house through your computers, and now the FBI warning people about these new smart TVs can be accessed.
Or how about this, Art? You know, everyone is so worried about, you know, running out of losing power in their device. So, you know, now there's, you know, USB charging ports, you know, public charging ports everywhere. You know, every convenience store has them and everything else. You know, I saw a report came out a while back that, you know, you might want to be careful, you know, don't plug into a public charging port because they've found a virus that downloads all your information when you go to power your device.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Hey, you want to bring Mike on in?
Yeah. Mike in Kentucky. Come on in and see what you got today. I'm sure you got, we just don't have a
hot microphone. Unfortunately, hot microphones are not just limited to the devices you've mentioned. My experience goes back to the mid-90s, and you were talking about Mexicans earlier running around with their phone. One of the funniest situations I've had, and I think they can, you know, shadow banning and de-boosting and stuff like that has been a built into these phone networks as they've become more digital. Whenever they can automate it, then they can hit a target. So, I mean, things like when you call somebody, you hear it ring, but they don't hear it ring on their end, you know. So you can, you know, easily, like, I was just talking to them. I know they're there, and they won't answer. So you get mad at them, and they don't even hear the phone ring. So, you know, in other words, it's like ring voltage obstruction or something. And that's, you know, right. FCC violation. FCC. But these phones that I heard start in the mid-1990s that were locking up the software in our fax machines here at the TV studio, one of them was inside a daycare center, and it was a cordless phone. So that was a landline. It wasn't even a, you know, it was an analog landline. And, you know, one of these guys, I don't know if I've told you this one, it's one of the most amusing stories, was over 10 years ago I heard, I come in, sat down in the studio, hadn't been here for several hours, and the dang phone rang, and I could hear this guy light up a cigarette and all these restaurant sounds and stuff like that. And, you know, he said, "Oh, Julio, finish up the washing so we can get ready for dinner crowd." You know, it was like 1:30 in the afternoon, and so he's out at the, you know, somebody's putting trash in a dumpster, and I can hear the whole, all the sounds. And so a previous manager changed the phone features, and it allowed us to, for a time, we was able to flash over and get a dial tone and hit *69 and get these phone numbers. So I called the guy back on my other phone line, and he's talking to me in English, you know, and he was talking English the whole time I was listening to him. And when I said, I just said, "Hey, man, how's the restaurant business?" You know, and I'd looked this up on Phone Detective. It was down in Charleston, South Carolina, and after a minute or two, he's like, "Who is this?" And I said, "I'm calling from a TV station up here in Moorhead, Kentucky, and your microphone has been on that phone for a long time. So for the last several minutes, it's locked up our fax machine, and there's nothing that the phone company seems to be able to do about it. I just want to let you know that if you know anybody that's involved in any illegal activity, they're probably listening to you because you're associated with them." He starts no longer speaking English. He goes, "No comprende." I said, "Well, you were just speaking English. I heard you for 10 minutes. No comprende." You know, he just refuses to speak English after that. It was pretty dang funny.
Just the wireless stuff, just the cordless phones themselves, you know, when they came out. I had friends, you know, 20, you know, way back, who, right. If you had the right type of scanner, and if you get in and access those frequencies, you could sit there on your scanner and you could listen to anyone in your neighborhood making a phone call on their cordless phone.
It's fun to listen to women run men down on those. Now, oftentimes you could only hear one side of it. You could hear the other side lowly, barely, from coming back through the phone. But, yeah, I've done that. One time I was down in Lexington, Kentucky, which is a big, you know, metropolis in central Kentucky, and my dad had a scanner on the dash, and we were fishing around in those 900 megahertz range phones. This has probably been about 20 years ago. Heard a woman answer the phone, and she said, you could only hear one side of it, and she goes, "Oh, yeah, I'm on the 13th floor. The door's unlocked. I'll be in the shower." And I'm like, holy crap. Anybody that could hear that for miles, because we were like 2 miles from downtown. People don't realize how far those cordless phones, even though they're only 200 to 500 milliwatts, they can go a long ways if you're up 300, you know, feet in the air, or whatever that was. It'd be 13th floor, it'd be 130 feet in the air, you know, in one of those apartment complexes downtown. But, yeah, there was a guy I knew that was a ham radio operator, and his buddies had a repeater and a big 2-meter beams, you know, that they could talk around the world on. And he had a little 500 or 2-watt handset, and when the space shuttle used to fly over, he had a ham repeater on it, and none of the local ham guys could hit the thing and get it to, you know, ping back their call sign or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he could, because his little rubber ducky would go straight up. That's what people don't realize is, you know, your little handset on your cordless phone or your analog cell phone going way back, they've had billions of dollars of assets on orbit, you know, whatever they're out there, 700, 1,200 miles, you know, and so the radiation from that cell phone can go up to space, you know, especially if you got like a 18-foot gold leaf parabolic antenna, you know, low noise amplifiers. As they sweep over, if they catch the voice print of somebody that's a target, they hand it off to the next satellite. And so, you can see that after dark. You can see one after the other going, tracking each other in the same orbit with the sun glinting off of it going south to north.
I lay out at night a lot of times, Mike, on as clear a night as we can get anymore. Yeah, and I watch the satellites come by. You know, every now and then the monotony of the satellites is broken up by a shooting star, you know, going across the sky or something. But, yeah, man, there's lots of them up there.
Well,
they've been up
there
a long time. And, everyone says, well, they can't have everyone listening to my little stupid phone call. And it's like they don't understand technology that is not available to us yet. That, man, they've had the ability for a long time to suck all this stuff in and correlate it and collate it and put it under unique identifiers.
Called XKeyScore, hashtag XKeyScore. Yep. If you want to find stories on it on social media, I've posted a bunch. And hashtag constructive fraud that is the Internet, hashtag constructive fraud that is the Internet. And you're talking about the three-year-old with a cell phone. I heard a five-year-old with the cell phone lock up my line, and this one former L.A. police officer and his girlfriend kept trying to pull my chain and say, oh, that's just the local two-way radios from the water district or utility companies, Mike. That's not what you think it is. And I'm like, you're an idiot. And then I had a meeting here on a Sunday afternoon, and this five-year-old's phone locked up my line while I was off getting pizza. We had a meeting. And when I come back, I could hear the fax line ringing. And when these calls would do this, the line would ring for up to 45 minutes, and the people in the office were very irritated. I said, How long has that been ringing? Almost the whole time you're gone. And so I said, watch this. And I went over and I got the phone and I put it on, and I handed it around the room and I said, here you go. You can hear this. And that damn private detective finally said, Mike, maybe they're harassing you. And he's like hooked into local law enforcement, So I think, one of the directors of National Intelligence said years ago, this is such a great program if we can only keep it a secret. And what people don't realize is the level of control that they have to try to keep people for 20 years from talking about this or demonizing it as conspiracy theory. I had a news producer tell me that. I had a woman in a circulation department of a large newspaper, the Lexington Herald Liberal, we call it, the Herald Liberal. And she was understood almost immediately because she was in a circulation department of what the potential is for the marketing and snooping in on people. To gauge their entertainment habits and all this stuff. We had Arbitron, if you know who Arbitron and Nielsen, the...
ratings, yeah.
Ratings people, they've merged, but I used to get called from Nielsen's, wanting information about the station, and I said, don't you realize your job's obsolete? And they'd be like, what do you mean? I said, well, all these people walking around with phones, they can hear the music choices and entertainment choices that they're partaking in. And with content recognition, I said, the first video I loaded up on YouTube, within 3 hours it got pulled down, even though there was a dozen other YouTube accounts with the same video of the Israeli spying segment on Fox News. So, I mean, that's 2006, 13 years ago. And, of course, I knew I was a target when I first came to work here within months, because of the phone microphones being hot, and it was also depicted in a movie called Clear and Present Danger, I think in 1993, mm-hmm. where this Cuban intelligence guy for the drug cartel assassinates a White House secretary, and Harrison Ford's character goes, you've got the killer's voice on tape, and she had answered the phone at the same time the answer machine did, and it said, the machine is still on, Moira. And from that, they were able to scan all the phones in South America and get this guy, find this guy's voice print. And that was 1993. Tom Clancy, of course, had the habit of getting these guys drunk after, Hunt for Red October became endorsed by Ronald Reagan in the early 80s. Everybody was a fan of Tom Clancy in the military because Ronald Reagan liked him. So he could get these guys imbibed. And he had this thing called, and I apologize, but it was on C-SPAN dozens of times. They kept airing it. He said he had this book that he could whip out after he got them drinking, and he called it the Oh Shit book, because he would hand them this, it's probably Jane's or some published book on military stuff, and they would be, this is declassified? And then it would loosen them up, to talk about this kind of stuff. So he incorporated it into his script plot devices, and that's, you know, that's 1993. So
we've been talking about how they present this to us, tell us basically what they're doing. I've got a series of books here. It's a 5-book series. It's called Dragon's Fury, and it was written, I believe, in the 90s. You know, my brother gave this to me, and I'm sitting here reading about this, and it's about the United States getting a war, and it's with the Arab states, India, and the Chinese, are our enemies. And they go through all the whole thing, and in the end, what they end up with is a hypercavitating torpedoes and unmanned aerial drones that fly over the battlefield and make their own decisions, and they've got like these charges, with like little tungsten pellets in it, and they set this charge off, and like it kills 100,000 people, down on the battlefield. And
well, that's slaughter bot.
Now we have hypercavitating underwater and aerial devices, and we have unmanned drones that will be doing our war for us.
Well, what year was that?
Hang on here. Go ahead, and I know it won't be a problem. Just keep talking. I'll go get one of these books, and I'll get the name of the author.
I was just wondering what year it was, but what I'm talking about, though, with the predictive modeling or predictive programming, it's like they're putting us on notice, and then it short circuits people's mind to say, "Oh, you saw that in a movie, Mike."
Right.
You saw that in a movie.
You read that in a book.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's just a movie. And what they don't realize is, like Tom Clancy, they try to incorporate realism into their scripts or into their novels with plot devices like that. And I'm sure
these novels were written by Jeff Head, and it was in 2004. Well, no, hang on. Let me see. Where did we find the copyright? It's 2003 is the copyright.
Did you ever see Doc Savage or read any of the Doc Savage stuff? It goes back to the 1910s or something, 19-teens. I mean, it's like, what's his name? A lot of the stuff that he had, Wells, H.G. Wells, and, of course, Yevgeny Zamyatin, who was exiled.
Oh, it's amazing, Mike, how many of the old science, I've got some of these books, of the science, greatest science fiction stories of, the 20th, uh-huh. the 20th century, et cetera, written back in the 1910s and 20s. And how many of these science fiction stories have the term New World Order pop up in them.
Yeah, so where do they get that idea? Straight out of Albert Pike's plan, and of course the Edward Mandel House and
you ever read
Federal Reserve?
And you talk about a book that book is harder to read than biochemistry.
Right, but there's an original version. The one that most people have is censored. This part, you don't know what else unless you can sit down and maybe get a computer to compare both versions. But one of the things is glaring that is left out of the published version nowadays is that the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer, the Greek god of reason.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've got that in the Declaration of Independence. Reason reveals these rights to men. There's a conflict, with the Creator revealing the rights to men. And so there's a lot of hidden forces, I guess you'd say, behind the scenes. And America was basically, I think, hijacked early on to try to get rid of the world's monarchies in favor of this corporatist, socialist communitarianism. Is it Lark from Texas or one of the callers that calls in on is really... He's really on that. He doesn't want any people to call Marxism or capitalism. It's communitarianism. It's Al Gore's third way. And so,
And I can't disagree with what Lark says. If you pay attention and you look at it, he's right. Whether that communitarianism is the right name for it, or corporatism, or globalism, or a combination of all these isms. I mean,
they've
taken everything and rolled it into one.
What is an attempt to get rid of nationalism, and I think that's why Putin and Trump and anybody else that's patriot nationalist has to be squashed and deboosted and shadow banned and sent down the Orwell memory hole, because it's in the way of this global governance they want to build. And Israel will be the capital of the world, not Tel Aviv or not...
Hang on until after the break. We'll see if Art has anything to say about what we're talking about here.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We're talking some strange stuff here with Ken over the break. I don't know, Art, you got anything to say about what Mike's been talking about?
Well, you mentioned Lark in Texas, and he's big on the communitarianism thing. And for people that are interested, Lark's done a lot of research into this, and he's got a website. It's Lark. L-A-R-K, Lark in Texas, .blogspot.com, and you can spend months reading through everything that he's got on there, and there is a lot of really great information on there, and I recommend everybody spend at least, you know, an hour a day just reading what he's got there, because it's an endless treasure trove of information. And
well, to cut to the chase, though, real quick, the cut to the chase on that, the basic premise or push or concept behind communitarianism is to try to harmonize the laws under mechanisms like the Uniform Commercial Code or the international da-da-da, different conventions, and basically make borders irrelevant. And that becomes important when you're looking at Lark's webpage under the concept of eminent domain that the courts have adopted recently. All anybody has to do to seize anybody else's property now is to put a feasibility study up that shows I can generate more tax revenue with my business model. Give me their web page. Give me their house. You know, that sort of stuff. Look out. Yep. They're taking down a bunch of YouTubers in Europe because they're not commercially viable.
Absolutely. Everything comes down to the cha-ching, cha-ching, doesn't it? Everyone's trying to make bank on it. That's the only way the economy is growing, by just feeding on each other.
And that's because of this runaway debt. They have to look for ways to constantly expand the economy to leverage more debt.
Yeah, not to mention, how about this? How about making the general public that comes out of our institutions of higher learning really, really stupid and specialized to where you can only screw on a right-hand threaded nut? You know, we've got to call in a special, you know, right-hand nut threader to put this nut on for us, you know, because it's got reverse threads on it. It's the specialization of everything. No one can be generally rounded and be, you know, a master of a lot, but, you know, I mean, what is it, jack of all trades, master of none? Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's
to where you know a lot of stuff, but are you a professional? Can you make it look factory perfect? No, but you can fix it to where the damn thing works again, and they don't like that.
Yeah, that's where I'm not very beneficial to the system, because I don't need carpenters and electricians and plumbers and all of that stuff, because I can do all of this stuff myself. And I was fortunate growing up, you know, when my mom being in real estate, owning houses that she would rent out, but also my grandpa, you know, who taught me a lot. You know, I can do concrete and rebar and roofing, and I can do almost anything I need done. I'm not very beneficial to the economy because I don't have to hire these people, you know, and so people like me, they don't like people like me because I don't bring money to the system.
And a case point and example, we were out doing some work for a guy out here, fairly, kind of close to where I live, and he had a property out there, and we built a porch for him out on his house. And while we were there, he was like, well, I got these guys coming out. You know, they're going to hook up my barbecue grill here on the porch. And all these guys had to do was to take a cap off of the pipe that was sticking out of the wall for his propane, take a cap off that, screw a nipple onto it, and then screw on his flex hose to the barbecue grill. And the bill was
$428.76.
He came out and he told me that, and I looked up and I said, Matt, I said, I'm sorry, man. I was gonna tell you, you know, after I get, you know, done working, you know, with John here, you know, I'll come back, and I'm not licensed or anything, but I can screw a piece of pipe on, you know, with some Teflon tape on it, or some pipe dope, and I would have charged you $100 and felt guilty, you know.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it's just crazy. You know,
you don't have the workman's comp insurance. You don't have to have the the occupational license tax. You don't have, you know, that's part of the reason that costs $400 is that guy has to pay all the other people that are getting a piece of the action in the government mafia. They all want a piece of your butt.
Okay. But like I said, you know, of course, you know, we take into account that we do live in the least affordable place to live in Texas. So, but do I think $426.76 was a good deal? Well, hell no. You know, like I said, you know, but this guy apparently, you know, he was kind of helpless. He didn't really know how to. All he had to do was put a union on there and screw the nipple on and hook the hose up. And instead, he paid, you know, $430. And his wife was she, I think, did design dentist office or something like this. You know, another one of these, you know, consultants and, you know, this and that, where people aren't smart enough to know how to do things for themselves, so they have to hire a consultant in to figure out how to flush their toilet. You know, it's the whole world just becomes so helpless. And God forbid if the cell network or the electricity ever goes out, because I literally would expect people to be walking around bumping into stuff with crap running down their legs because they don't have their phone telling them which direction to turn and how to wipe their butt.
Well, that's why I tell people the school systems nowadays, the only thing they do is produce, talking specifically about the public school system, but even a lot of your charter schools now is the same way. All they're doing is by the time you graduate at the 12th grade level, you're nothing but what I refer to as a functional illiterate, because you don't know how to think for yourself and you don't know how to do for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you can't handwrite. Most of these youngsters can't even write their name or sign their name.
Right. Well, we got another break, folks. Hang with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back once again, folks. Last half hour, Republic of Texas Radio on this Sunday, December 8th. And we've got Murr on the foursome going here.
Hey.
Morning, Murr.
Sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. What you got for us?
Lost my voice just in time.
I was gonna say I don't think that's possible, is it, Murr?
You never know.
You're kind of like Mike. You get on and you do it. Flash in the pan. You got plenty to say. I know. What do you got for us today?
Well, what really got me thinking was you're talking about LARC, and now that's a static website. It does have a lot of information, but LARC has been very active, and you have to understand communitarianism is going on right now, and it uses reflexive law. It's not set. And you also have to understand that capitalism, although we think it's peachy keen, is really just nationalized usury. And so both capitalism and communism come from the same quarter. And so does communitarianism. And you can put union in the middle of there. Unions are really communitarianism. They're not working off of contracts between two people, right? Whether it be
and you know, it's not that I didn't believe, you know, LARC's information or anything, but, you know, I was actually watching a news flick on probably RT or somewhere like that, and I actually heard they interviewed this one woman, and I can't remember what her position was, what her status was, but it was the first person that I actually heard say, just on open air, say, "I'm sure that this will make all the communitarians out there happy." And I can't remember the exact subject, but I was just stunned when she actually, you know, I actually heard her say, This should make all the communitarians happy.
Well, see, this is how we derail their intentions, is by saying things they don't want us to say, revealing their motives, and not following their scripts, whether it be in books or movies or whatever else. You hear how often people's thoughts go to movies, right? Because this is pre-programming. And Chris Hinckley the other day said he's not going to call it science fiction anymore. He's going to call it science future. And I really thought that when I saw, like, Minority Report and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to purge that stuff out of my mind so I can think clearly, you know?
Predictive programming.
And like I said, it goes back as far as you know, pre-TV, when, you know, when it was the, you know, the science fiction rags, you know, and these science fiction stories. Like I said, how much of that stuff is actually coming into play?
Let's go back further than that. 1908, Israel Zangwill wrote a play, and of course has moving music, The Melting Pot. And this was to encourage immigration. And at that time, it was a flirtation between letting Russian Jews in to mingle with the Christians, okay? But now we see where it's led, right? You know, I mean, but that's where The Melting Pot came from. And I got to say that on a call to Charlottesville Radio when Frank in North Carolina on Stormfront asked people to call in. And I think that was maybe one of the first calls I ever made. And they were kind of mystified, I think, because, you know, they look at area codes. So they kept me over the break, so I actually got to bring it up twice and tell a little more.
and you know what really scares them is that, you know, is that what we're talking about is becoming more and more believable, because, you know, as much as they want to hide from it, you know, people are getting slapped in the face by this stuff so much now that it's you don't hear, you know, so much anymore, oh, well, you saw that in a movie or something like that. It's becoming more believable,
reality.
And that's what's scaring them. Yeah.
Well, it should. And like you see, Nadler, this green ghoul, you know, parliamentary procedure has always been for 200 years when they're sworn in, whether it be right or not, to swear in and all the rest of it. So help me God. They left that part out. And they were called on it, and Nadler says, well, we don't have a test for religion. So they left that out. But here's my point, too, again. Religion and spirituality are two different things. You said, oh, I'm not a Christian. Well, that makes you, you know, there's a lot of crino, I call it. I coined a meme, crino, Christian in name only. I love Jesus Christ. It's getting as bad as to say, I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm not a Christian. You know, well, you know, find your anchor, man. It's Christ or Antichrist. Basically,
yep.
That was the last two things I said to Steve Elkins on the last phone call I had last January 6th, and I didn't have any phone or internet for over 3 months.
And you know, every time I hear that, you know, that oath, you know, so help me God, I think back to the movie Oh God, you know, where George Burns gets up on the stand and he does his swearing in and he says, so help me, you know.
In a movie, huh? And George Burns and, yeah, all the rest, movies,
Oh, but there's so much that's anti-Semitic in the New Testament at some point, as some of these radical rabbis call the Nazarene. Yeshu in Hebrew means his name be blotted out. And so just like Jeremiah or Yehovah or any of those names, the ah on the end means, or the prefix in Hebrew, it's backwards, it means of God. So when you say Yeshua, that is the, you know, the Lamb of God.
Steve Bannon was saying this. You know, he's Jewish over there, and he has the Israeli News, and he's on John Moore's show, and how all these different names, that they mean different things in Hebrew. Jesus answers to his name. He saved my life. I mean, he's with me all the time. But you can love Jesus Christ and not have any religion. That's man-made. I mean, face it, Mike Rivera's religion is his website and his radio show. He says he's not religious, but that's his religion. He does it all the time. He does it religiously, so.
Nature abhors a vacuum if you don't have a religion.
I heard someone talk about, you know, and brought up, you know, the word Elohim again. And, I just think back, you know, from where I came from, you know, that's kind of relevant to me because Elohim City brings back memories, right, of Oklahoma City. That was just like a hop, skip, and a jump across the river over into Oklahoma from where I used to live, you know, in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And that place is creepy, I'll tell you what. Fort Chaffee is right outside there. It is where they held Red 84. It's where they had the Vietnamese and the Cubans were brought in. I mean, they've got like a three-story Mason's Lodge there. I mean, this town is creepy.
You know, they use numbers. They use latitude and longitude. They use all kind of things, dates. I mean, Mnuchin was at the at Fort Knox as the eclipse occurred and tweeted out, oh, the gold's here. You know, come on. You know.
Before we break off here, I want to talk a little bit about what Ken would talk to us on the previous break about the tech, some of the technology stuff. Ken says that there have been patents that are in the actual patent in the logs now, which means that they're workable. Okay, about anti-gravity craft that can fly in our atmosphere and outer space. They can go underwater and nothing affects them. I just brought up. I said, I've looked into that, and I've heard that's basically if you use this electrogravitic stuff, you tie all this stuff together. Yeah, you can basically control a lot of the forces we're told that we can't control.
They've had the T3B and the T3F for years, and they change configuration.
Bill Cooper talked about seeing this huge craft, just come down out of the sky and just boom, and just right into the water. Didn't splash, didn't anything. It just everything just kind of parted and it just went in. It's because it travels in its own time warp space bubble, whatever you want to call it. Where the regular physics don't work on it.
Yeah. Hey, talking about physics that don't work, look at a bumblebee. You see the little triangle underneath, those little tiny wings and that big fluffy body? That's anti-gravity going on there. He's not flying. He's repelling the
B-2 bomber.
Well, I've
seen those B-2 bombers fly. And it looks like they're doing 10 miles an hour, and this big plane just kind of hangs there, and it's not moving fast enough. I mean, I know physics. I know the Bernoulli principle and everything, and it ain't moving fast enough for that to take effect. So there's something else at play there, too.
Yeah, that fat-wing bomber, you're talking about the B-3 bomber, right? The
B-2.
One that's the wing? Or the B-2, flying like it's a flying wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's apparently some kind of shenanigans going on with that. And that's what I think is how they're going to introduce a lot of this technology, is by gradually bringing on craft that you think are flying like a drone. Like, there's this one carbon fiber thing that can float now that's got, I think, 10 motors on it. And the way they're going to explain a lot of this is there's a new battery technology coming out over the next 15 years. It's called a solid-state battery, and it's supposed to be crazy more efficient than lithium-ion and the current technology.
Yeah, they don't mention the asymmetrical capacitors and high-voltage, pulse DC current and things like that, do they?
No, it'll be in the systems, but a lot of the technicians that work on it will even think that they're working on something that flies conventionally, like a... what do they call those? Multicopter? Or they have, eight or ten motors like these drones have. I forget what they're called.
Yeah.
Multi-rotor helicopters. That's how they're going to introduce us to this anti-gravity technology, just like they have with the B-2 stealth bomber.
That seems antiquated propellers.
Yeah,
it's just ducted
vector thrust, right? Yeah,
because you look at
the exhaust ports on the B-2 bomber, and there's not enough room for enough thrust to come out to push that thing with a heavy load through the air. I'm sorry.
As I understand it, it has some kind of leading edge, like you said, electrogravitic.
Hey, listen, all these triangular craft sightings, they've already introduced it. Those are the T3Bs and the T3Fs.
Well, yeah. I have no doubt that they're there, Murr. I have no doubt about that.
But a lot of people that look into it, it's built on, this is being flown by computer because the aerodynamics wouldn't allow a human to fly it. So that, they have an out clause.
We've been lied to so much. The constant for the speed of light. No, that's an average of several observations. And we know with the double slit experiment, observers change outcome. I mean, that's how we heal at a distance and everything else we do.
It's all a matter of what we can perceive.
Einstein was a fraud.
Yeah,
he plagiarized.
They gave him to us instead of Tesla. And they took Ezra Pound out of history. Anybody that doesn't go along with not revealing what's really going on is eliminated.
Yeah, the stuff that would really make us free. Like I said, I revert back to the Dick Tracy comic books and everything. They had the risk communicators and the little flying chariots, the anti-gravity chariots. And back then everyone was saying, in 10 years this stuff's going to be a reality. We're going to have this stuff. And then it just all kind of dropped, didn't it? And got sucked into basically DARPA.
And all that.
Elroy, George Jetson's boy Elroy got in trouble in class in one of the cartoons for watching his risk TV. And that's going on now.
And before that, it was Dick Tracy. Remember his radio? And now they have
that. Yeah,
Mike Rivera loved
and
his. But that's wireless. That's not harmful.
Yeah.
You get the idea that
I've read Thomas Malone, Electrical Vidics 1 and 2, and I've got, some stuff. Do I understand it completely? No, but seeing as how I didn't have the deep indoctrination into our taught and, a scientific system of physics and everything else that and electricity that we've been taught is reality, I don't have, that hard background where my mind is still open enough that I can see, how this stuff might possibly, could possibly work.
Like Tesla said, as soon as we start studying non-physical, we'll learn more in a decade than we have in hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And they set up stuff
like I said,
to fail.
I've got a plasma globe here, just a little plasma globe, and I can turn this daggum thing on, grab a fluorescent bulb, and if I touch it, it'll light up the brightest. It's a fairly big bulb for this little Tesla coil. But you don't even have to touch the little plastic globe around that in cases the gas that
you
creates
can feel
the plasma.
The static energy when you do it, right?
You can't just very little, but it's not like a shock or anything else. But you've got enough energy going through you that you're lighting up a fluorescent bulb, in your hand.
There's that step up to fail.
I wanted to give you a couple things about communitarianism, though. Lark just did a kind of educational thing in entertainment, trying to appeal to a younger crowd. It's on YouTube, PSEC-2019-communitarianism, first things first, and then, what's that, -HD721, anyway, that's the basic thing, and the first things first, and he's going to do the other part, they're both right there on Republic Broadcasting, and they're kind of like a work manual. But the main thing is this Israeli guy, and he really grows on you. I wanted to be suspicious of him, but he's done interviews, two with Lark, one with Vicki Davis, a bunch with different people, Tony Panalorescu and Mark Steele. But his site is Ahava, A-H-A-V-A 528 at YouTube. And some of the things are in Hebrew. But he lives in the Golan Heights, and apparently I think English was his first language, but now he's speaks Hebrew, fluently, too, there in his country. And so it's very interesting. The people of the world are way ahead of this New World Order stuff, and that's what they're afraid of. Everything's frequency. And do you know that 2 days ago, on the 6th, the frequency of the Schumann residence, which is supposed to be 7.83 for millions of years, 156 hertz.
Oh yeah, I wonder about that every time that they turn on, CERN or any of these other, big colliders that are around, that create way much more, magnetic energy than what the Earth, basically creates. What is this doing to our planet? Is it speeding it up? Is it slowing it down? Is that why we have these weird time dilations? I mean, everyone says it's just because you're getting older that time seems like it's flying. But I mean, it's crazy. It's like days go by like half hour.
It's not all bad. It's not all bad, but like I said about people being way ahead, so is the Earth. We're going through an area in the cosmos where consciousness is rising, and this may be part of the healing mechanism, is the frequency rising, not necessarily detrimental, and it might actually put things out.
Well, we're in the cosmic
CERN got knocked out.
I don't think it's a mass consciousness raising.
Sagittarius mini-galaxy is merging with the Milky Way, and we are traveling through that area right now, which some people say we're part of the Sagittarius. And that guy that used to call in, I haven't heard him in a long time much, but he was a sovereign man from Freedom Land. I think he's somewhere back east, maybe in the Carolinas. He's a contractor. He called me up and talked to me several times.
He's in the chat room.
Good. Well,
in CFR.
He called me up several times, and then one time he told me that there was a war in the Sagittarius galaxy. It goes up and over and comes into the other side of the Milky Way because it's merging. It's a mini galaxy, one of three being swallowed by the Milky Way right now. And he says there's something crazy like 6 billion refugees from a galactic war that's heading this way. They'll be here by 2024 or something, and I'm like, well, aren't you a born-again, evangelical Christian or something? I was like, what? Where did that come from? And about the same time, Mike Adams went off on these earthly influencers.
Well, there's a lot going on. You know, and I toy around in my mind with, are they all bad or some good? And I think that, I think it has to be just like on Earth. It's a solar, S-O-U-L-A-R. Solar polarization.
You know, well, you know what we need to avoid
souls,
is
our spirits are choosing to be primarily good or primarily bad. Basically,
we need to try as hard as we can to stop anthropomorphizing everything and relating everything to our human condition and form. You know, because you know, like Star Trek, you know, some of those aliens out there might just be a rock, but with intelligence.
Well, look at William Mills Tompkins. Okay, that's, you can find him on Rents. He passed away at 94, and chosen by extraterrestrials.
Yeah, yeah, we got to go to break here.
Sorry. Bye bye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back to the last few minutes here, folks. Public Texas Radio slash Rantings of Sane Men and Women Involved. I'll let Art. You've been kind of quiet for a while. What do you got to finish off with here?
I just been enjoying the conversation. one thing to understand about Lark's website, again, that's larkintexas.blogspot.com, is he gets into all of the different isms. Everything, egalitarianism, nihilism, if you name it, if it's got an ism on the end of it, he gets into it. You can spend weeks just going through what he's got. I recommend everybody check it out. But yeah, all this stuff that you're talking about is real. I'm not sure I'm buying into the whole, you know, refugees from other planets. I need to
right.
I put that in the same category with people that talk about, well, the Palladians have told me, okay, well, if the Palladians are really here and they're really concerned about us and this and that and the other, why is it that only you six people have ever talked to them? And why don't they talk to the leaders of the world? Why don't they make their presence known? Why? Because you're full of caca. Simple. So, you know, I need evidence to back up these kind of claims. These triangle-shaped things, those are real. I can't deny what I've, you know, I can't deny those because everything I've seen with those, as far as those go, I can't debunk it. I you know, and if I can't debunk it, then I have to give it some legitimacy.
And you can't totally throw the any of the babies out with the bathwater. You know, it might seem incredulous at the time, but you know, this I file that stuff back into a little nook of my mind. And if something comes up in the future that talks about it, I'm like, wow, that substantiates it or that negates it a little bit more, you know. But I don't ever throw anything completely out, you know.
But
Jesus,
you have to
religion,
consider
whatever, you know. It's whatever I believe, you know. There's very few definites in my life anymore.
You also have to consider, though, the disinformation tactic of setting something up to fail, just like they kind of set up cold fusion to discredit the topic. They set it up to fail.
Bonds and Fleischmann.
And then you don't know. I mean, is there something to cold fusion, and they've propped up these charlatans in order to discredit the topic?
Yeah.
Now we have a space force.
That's what I've heard, is UFOs was originally a cover story to cover other technology that they didn't want us to know about, or that they were trying to hide from the Russians. Because, you know, we always, after World War II, are Nazis better than the Russians Nazis, you know? That was Lyndon Baines Johnson's line, and I think it was in The Right Stuff. They were worried about our Nazis being better than the Russians Nazis, and that's always the excuse for researching this nefarious stuff. Is like, oh my gosh, we got to have this technology before they get it.
Yeah. Well, right. Hey guys,
and we keep the special stuff for ourselves.
We got to go.
I'm going to drop out so you can close out. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, I appreciate you guys coming on and saving me here. It's been a good conversation. Really enjoyed it. And maybe we'll get to do this again in the future. You know, it might be kind of disjointed, but you know, we're talking real stuff. We're just trying to figure things out. And
well, I've got some web pages,
folks,
to look at. Bye.
All right. We do appreciate you listening out there, folks. Like I said, you know, it's a confusing world. You know, we're talking about confusing subjects. What reality is, you know, that's kind of, once again, that's a matter of perception, you know. But there are, you know, real truths out there. And, you know, as you know, the one science fiction said, you know, the truth is out there. Is it out there or is it in here? Is it in us? You know, we do have, you know, some responsibility. You know, we're on this planet, and we do have responsibility to try to make it as good a life as we can for everyone else, you know, not just ourselves, but those around us. And the technology is one of the things that could do that. Like I said, I'm not on the Internet because way back when, I had a friend who told me that was very brilliant. He was valedictorian and smartest guy I've ever been around. Told me there will be problems with this. He showed me hook up to the, you know, I can hook up to the mainframe at the university with this. And he said, it's going to bring problems, major problems. And I believe this guy, and that's why I kind of stay caveman. But until next week, folks, hopefully Steve will be back with us. And I guess that's the end. I thought I heard the music starting up. All right. Thanks, folks. See you next week.
Dandruff was completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RB.